WXO.
This is WB9YPA Mobile. This is WB9YPA Mobile.
9 KBX. That's a good distance.
Is that you, B9YPA? I am noisy spot here in Le Porte. Yeah, I'm on Highway 39 going north. Yeah, Mark, I think that was you trying to yell at me.
Jim, your coworker, KB9KBX, and you're choppy, but I can hear you.
KB9KBX, right? Kilo Alpha X-ray, I think it was. This is WB9 Papa Alpha coming to you there.
This is Jim. Jim, your former coworker, Jim.
KB9 Mob or whatever you are. This is White in LaPorte.
Yep, that's a pretty good distance, so.
Not too far.
Working over there in LaPorte?
I'm over here by Pine Lake. You know where Pine Lake is?
Not too familiar with that area, but I do know where the LaPorte fairgrounds are at.
Yeah. Yep.
And train shows there at the fairgrounds, and then not far from there is where they have that ham fest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know it. Yeah, you didn't go to that last ham fest, did you?
I have not gone to any ham fest because we've been going up to Michigan and stuff.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it is, but we have to take care of our grandson.
Yeah, that's right. But you don't know what life is about until you've been to a ham fest.
Several of them at LaPorte, and I went to one in Elkhart there at that museum there for the campers. I went there one time about 3 or 4 years ago.
I know what's going on. I figured I put
nice to talk to you. I haven't talked to you on the radio too much.
No, you have been in avoidance mode.
The avoidance mode called Michigan.
Yeah. Well, when was the last time you were up there?
Let's see. I think it was about Wednesday or Thursday last week.
Okay, yeah. All right. So, very good. I'm on Highway 35 heading north.
Okay, I don't know where that's at, but I know it's close to the port, so you're coming in pretty good. Like I said, every once in a while, you'll get scratchy and hip-hop.
I'm not far from Michigan City.
Yeah, overall, you're coming in pretty good. Are you on low power or high power?
I'm running 25.
Okay.
And I got this thing flattened, maxed out. That's all this radio.
That's good. You'll be able to hear that.
So, okay, so, all right. So,
last transmission was unhearable. I didn't hear that neither. Hit that spot again.
You don't have much to cut.
My son cuts our grass and I cut my sister's grass. I'm going to do our trimming tomorrow or Wednesday because the sidewalk has weeds all over the place and it's overgrown, so I got to do the trimming. And I got a battery operated one and it takes 3 batteries to do the trimming. It takes 4 hours to charge the battery.
Got an electric powered unit?
Battery.
Electric or battery powered. Okay. You're probably brand the whole.
I got barely nothing from that transmission. You must be in a bad spot. I can't hear you right now. Maybe in a mile or so I'll be able to hear you, but right now I can't hear you.
Yeah, too many trees. I'll pull over here and take a picture. I want you to see something. Yeah, I want you to see something, Jim.
Send it to me. Just got the picture. I got to take a look at it. Wow, something got hit real hard. Don't know what it is. What is it? But whatever it is, it got hit hard.
Well, you know what it is, right? You know what that is, right? Yes, you know what that enclosure is, right? That's a control, that's like a signal control box, a signal controller for railroad.
Okay, looks like it got smashed pretty bad.
Yeah, either a car derailed and slammed into it or something like that. I never saw anything quite like that.
Oh, that is pretty funny.
I would have loved to have seen that had a video of that getting slammed into.
Yes, that would be funny. KB9, KBX.
Yeah, I think something around the car or something came off of a railroad car and slammed into that box or something.
That wouldn't surprise me, that's for sure.
Yeah, doesn't look like there's much left of that.
Looks like this could have to be scrapped out.
You know, been like that now for almost a month.
That transmission didn't come clear, very clear.
Yeah, what I was saying was that's been like that for about a month.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it about a month ago, and I mean it could have been like that for longer than a month, but I saw it about a month ago.
Okay. If you drive down 31, on the west side of 31, there's a white van, and there's a big branch that fell on top of it. Vertical, and it's been like that for a year, laying there like that, and it's like the property owner never took it off or fixed it there.
Yeah, it'll probably cost too much money for them to move it.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay, I'm just about, I'm a little ways from Michigan. Hey, what do you think about all them marijuana joints up in Michigan?
My former son-in-law, he went to those places. But yeah, in Wyoming and Grand Rapids, they're all over the place. Sometimes they're within like a half a mile of each other. They're all over the place in Michigan.
New has one. Somebody that lives there, New told me that there's like 42 of them.
Channel 16 was talking about it one time, and they said they got an overabundance of shops, and a couple of them may have to close because there's too many shops that you can buy from.
You said there's too many of them to buy from?
But Channel 16 said that some of them might go out of business because there's too many of them.
Oh, how sad.
Unfortunately, I'm predicting that it will probably be legal in Indiana one of these days. It's legal in Ohio and Michigan, and it will probably be legal here in Indiana. I don't want it to be, but it probably will be.
Oh, so Ohio went along with that stupidity as well?
My friend who's the police officer, he told me a year or two ago that it's legal in Ohio.
When did they, so you said like just a few weeks ago they Ohio passed that?
I just don't know, but I think it's been there for several years, from what I understand.
I hadn't heard that about them.
It's illegal in it's legal in Ohio and Michigan, but not Indiana. But like I said, it probably will be legal in Indiana one day. I don't want it to be, but it probably will be.
All I can say is I hope Braun doesn't do that.
But And they were talking about how they taxed them, and oh, they got a lot of money from the taxes, so the government's glad that they got the tax money.
Yeah, like really need it.
Government has so much money, it's pathetic. Yes, there's a guy at our church. He said he thinks the most corrupt tax out there is the property tax. It goes up every year.
Well, yeah. I mean, right up there. I'm sick of
it. You can't even afford to live in your own. My house is paid for, and I can't afford to live here.
That's the idea, Jim. They're trying to get everyone. They're trying to get everyone off their properties. BlackRock is trying to buy all the housing and everyone's land, and along with Bill Gates.
Screw Bill Gates. You know, this is my land. He don't like it tough. But you know, it seems to be like. The local government is saying your house is on our land.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that.
Yeah, but there has been some movements that are trying to. Trump even talked about getting rid of property taxes and also Social Security taxes, overtime taxes, and taxes for tips.
Oh, yeah, Donald Trump, yeah. Well, I hope it can do it. The problem is we have what's called the Supreme Court, and as corrupt as they are, they are doing their best to try to keep him from dropping the taxes.
Because the government's greedy, that's why. But I think the majority of the Supreme Court are conservatives.
Oh no, I don't believe that.
I think they were. I'm not positive, but I think they are.
No, they're Scalise, okay, but jars. Oh, it's jars of cannabis. There's so much across the state line, and all of a sudden, man, there's all these. Here's another one sprung up. Here's Vibe, one called Vibe, and here's another one called Timber. I mean, they're everywhere.
I said. Channel 16 by saying that up in Mexico there's so many of them that some of them might have to close down because there's so many of them.
Well, I feel so bad for them.
Really?
Hey, I'm here at my friend's house. Jim, hey. Catch up with you soon.
Thank you.